After a week off, it's time to get back to work.
It's about our football team each week playing our very best football game we can play.
Eli Manning and the Giants from New York come to town in search of their first win.
Doesn't matter what the record is and what they do. You know, their goal is to come here and get a W.
Meanwhile, the Broncos hope to continue their hot start and play to their standards.
Each week, it doesn't really matter who you're playing. You got to play your best football, and you want to be a tough out every week.
We have a one-on-one with the head coach, plus Steve Atwater has his keys to the game.
We could be playing the Little Giants right now, and I would still be up for it.
It's Sunday Night Football, and the Broncos TV pregame show starts right now. The Broncos are back under the lights for the second time this season, and at home they've won 9 out of 10 in prime time. All of America will be watching tonight as they welcome in Big Blue. Hello, and thank you for joining us for the Broncos TV pregame show brought to you by Microsoft. I'm Phil Milani, getting you set for tonight's game. The Broncos will be doing something a little bit different, wearing the blues on top instead of the orange and the blues on bottom for the first time in a couple of years. Our usual crew will join us throughout the show, but first, let's check in with the guys as they made their way inside the stadium.
About to get this win, man. Sunday Night Football, let's get it.
And I'm just ready to play some ball, yo.
It's game day. Ready to take care of business at home, so appreciate it.
Another win today, baby. We got to beat the Giants. Stop the run, baby. Here we go.
5 weeks over, finally back to get out here. Broncos country, say what's up. Broncos country.
The Broncos have won 5 straight against the NFC East, a streak dating back to 2013. And the interesting thing about that streak is the Broncos have scored at least 41 points in each of those games. They'll take that tonight. Let's send it over to Matt Boyer, who's one-on-one with the head coach.
Coach, oftentimes we see teams come back from a bye week with a renewed sense of energy, but your team was already playing at a high level. Sure. What type of team did you see walk back into this building, and how was practice this week?
The team's fully engaged. You know, they missed playing a football game last week. It's been our best week of practice of the entire year, so I'm looking forward to playing a game.
The Giants have hit a string of injuries that we haven't seen in a long time, but this is still an NFL football team, a very talented group. What kind of challenges do they present?
Obviously, Eli Manning is a Pro Bowl type of quarterback. You know, defensively, it's a stout bunch. So, again, you know, our only concern is the Broncos. You know, our standard, how we play each and every week.
Coach, best of luck.
Thank you.
Thank you very much, Matt. And now we're joined by Broncos senior reporter Andrew Mason with his matchup to watch for tonight.
Yeah, and it's the Broncos' entire coverage scheme on Giants tight end Evan Engram, with the Giants suffering so many injuries at wide receiver last week. Engram's going to be key in their passing game, their first-round pick out of Mississippi. You know, he is their leader among players who are going to play tonight in terms of receptions, receiving yardage. Had a touchdown back in week 2 against the Lions. They're going to move him all over the place as they have in their first 5 games of the season. Going to be key for the Broncos to know where he is at all times, and covering him is going to be a group responsibility, a collective responsibility, because he's going to be inside, outside, slot, pretty much everywhere, maybe even in the backfield at times too.
Mace, I know that we really liked Engram coming out of Ole Miss. He was the 23rd overall player taken.
Yeah, and you can see why the Giants liked him so much. In fact, you know, it was a little bit of a surprise to a lot of us watching the draft when he was the second tight end off the board behind O.J. Howard out of Alabama and ahead of David Njoku out of Miami, who went to Cleveland. But certainly, you know, the Giants really like what they saw. You know, he's basically a big wide receiver, not a pure tight end. And the fact that he can kind of move like a wide receiver, even though he's 240 pounds, he can cut like a receiver, make run routes like a receiver. And another thing to consider on Evan Engram, it shouldn't be a surprise that he runs routes the way he does, because two of the guys he's studied on film over the years, Larry Fitzgerald and Ring of Famer / Hall of Famer Shannon Sharp.
Very interesting. Two very productive guys there. Like you mentioned, they lost 4 wide receivers in one game. Tough timing, because they come against one of the best defenses in the NFL tonight.
Yeah, and one of the best pass defenses for the last few years as well. So it's going to be a very young receiver core. And Eli Manning's going to lean on Evan Engram, but also probably lean on the running backs coming out of the backfield. Now, Paul Perkins isn't going to play tonight, but Shane Vereen could play a big role as well. The experienced veteran Eli Manning could look to him as well. And also Tavarius King, a familiar face to Broncos fans, a draft pick a few years ago. He could get involved in the passing game too.
Well, the Broncos lead the NFL in overall defense and their third in passing defense. Mace, thank you very much. You can find Andrew Mason on Orange and Blue 760 Monday through Friday from 10 to noon for First and 10 at 10. You can also find him on DenverBroncos.com or at Mace Denver on Twitter. Now let's hear from defensive coordinator Joe Woods.
He's a problem. So he's really a receiver playing tight end. You can see the explosiveness in his movements. He can win at the top of routes, creating separation. So there's a few things that we're going to carry into the game that if we have any problems, that we feel like we can take care of them.
Tonight is a milestone game for Chris Harris Jr., who will be playing in his 100th career NFL game. Not bad for an undrafted player. Let's once again check in with Matt Boyer, who's standing by inside the Broncos locker room.
Thanks, Phil. Yeah, welcome inside the Broncos home locker room. This is the last time we're going to be in here for the next 3 weeks. Of course, the Broncos have that big road slate, three straight games coming up, starting next week against the Chargers. So they want to make sure to get off to a good start here at home. On the offensive side of the football, the Broncos have been able to run the ball with a lot of success at home. However, in the passing game, Emmanuel Sanders and Demaryius Thomas, not the numbers that they necessarily would like to have at this point, but Emmanuel earlier this week said, don't worry, the numbers will come, and as long as guys like A.J. Derby, Virgil Green are scoring and getting W's, it does not matter what his numbers are. On the defensive side of the ball, of course, the big storyline coming into today was those Giants injuries in the wide receiver core, guys like Odell Beckham Jr. and Brandon Marshall. The no-fly zone could be in for a big day today. However, Aqib Talib said it's still going to be tough. There are a lot of good players still on that Giants roster, and it is tough to scout wide receivers that you don't have a lot of film on. However, if the Broncos can get good pressure on the edges and the middle, that could mean big things for the Broncos defense early. Keep it tuned to DenverBroncos.com after today's game. Phil Milani and myself will have live reaction inside the locker room on Twitter and on Periscope. We'll also be live at the podium for head coach Vance Joseph and Trevor Siemian's comments. But for now, Phil, we'll send it back to you on the field.
Thank you very much, Matt. Yeah, the Broncos could have a big game on the ground. They come in averaging 143 rushing yards per game. Meanwhile, the Giants' defense is 29th against the run in the NFL. For more now, let's get our keys to the game from Broncos insider Steve Atwater.
Thanks, Phil. Here are the keys to the game. The first key, no deep passes allowed by the Broncos' defense. The second key, score touchdowns when in the red zone. And the third key, dominate in the fourth quarter. Back to you, Phil.
Thank you very much, Steve. You can find Atwater on Orange and Blue 760 with Mace for First and 10 at 10. That's 10 to noon Monday through Friday. Also on the Broncos YouTube page every morning for Good Morning Broncos Country. Now we're back here at field level with Matt Boyer. And Matt, the Broncos plan to honor 125 cancer survivors for today's game, a Fight Like a Bronco game.
Yeah, a very important game, a very important cause, I know, for the Broncos, originating with one of our own employees, Luke Kellerman, assistant field manager. We had a chance to see Luke out at practice earlier this week, and gosh, what an emotional scene, right? It was so inspirational to see him break down the team, to see him come out, visit with Coach Joseph, visit with those players, deliver a message of inspiration. And, you know, I know that I can speak for everybody here. We all support Luke in his fight. This is a very special game for him and his family, but all cancer survivors and those still fighting the good battle.
Yeah, he is a Broncos assistant turf manager. And gosh, it was inspirational when he was out at the UCL Training Center earlier this week. And he's a big reason why the Broncos a year ago moved to the Fight Like a Bronco campaign in conjunction with the NFL's Crucial Catch campaign, and that's because it includes all cancer forms, not just breast cancer.
Yeah, we're going to see a lot of colors out here. We're going to see blue, purple, green, white, a lot, like you said, Each one of those colors represents a different form of cancer. The purple, of course, the general cancer, American Cancer Society color. Mm-hmm. So that's going to be definitely on display. That's why I'm wearing purple today as well. So I think it's going to be a very emotional day, but I think it's a great cause, and I'm very happy to see the Broncos are doing this, kind of leading the charge in that way.
Very important cause. Luke will be honored at halftime, as will 125 other cancer survivors. And also throughout the game, they're going to play some very personal messages from the players, including this one.
My grandmother died of cancer when I was in the fifth grade, of breast cancer. She was the first one to say, you know, you're going to the National Football League, and you're going to do this, and you're going to do that. All of my dreams that I said to my grandmother, she said yes to all of them. She's like, yeah, you're going to do it. Every time I put on that pink, it's dedicated to my grandmother.
My aunt was diagnosed with colon cancer when I was in high school. You know, my aunt was always at football games, yelling as loud as she could, supporting me. And, you know, to see her kind of go through that, it was a tough thing to, you know, deal with.
My dad, you know, kept it from me. You know, I never even knew he had it. Find out that he had, you know, colon cancer, and, you know, I just felt like he was a, you know, a fighter, man. And, you know, losing life at, you know, 38 years old, I mean, he was very young, and I lost somebody very important, you know, in my life, you know, to cancer. And, man, just seeing how strong fighters are, they keep me going. They're like a motivation to me, you know. If they can get through things, why can't I?
My mother got diagnosed with breast cancer, and, you know, she beat it. And on a recheck, when she went back 6 years later, they found out the cancer came back. She hung on for the longest time, and a week after my brother graduated, she passed away.
The worst thing about mine is that she detected it late. For people who feel like they might have symptoms or something is wrong, something doesn't feel right, go get checked out. You know, the best thing you can do is to find out and be able to start treating it early.
Great message there from Shane Ray. Early detection is crucial. Matt, let's wrap up the show now with our final thoughts.
My final thought, Phil, don't take the Giants for granted. We've heard a lot about the injuries. This has been a weird day in the NFL. We saw the Dolphins beat the Falcons. The Saints put up more than 50 on the Lions. So a lot of weird things going on today. Don't underestimate these Giants. I think that's going to be key. And we've heard it from Coach Vance Joseph all week. I don't think they're going to.
Sunday Night Football, the games always seem to be pretty close, right? My final thought here is going to be knock off the rust from the bye week. Get off to a early start. The Broncos are 15-4 at home following the bye week. And maybe they can force a fumble. They're the only team in the NFL that has not forced a fumble. Hard to believe, huh?
Yeah, the defense, it's a little shaky.
Four interceptions, but no first fumbles. Right. We'll see. Maybe they can come out and create some turnovers early. That is going to do it for us. We'll be back live post-game from the podium and inside the locker room. Until then, this has been the Broncos TV pregame show presented by Microsoft.